New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I can't even believe the way that Yankees-Red Sox series went at Fenway. It started Thursday. It ended Sunday. Four games. They end up splitting. And the Yankees, in my view, just absolutely melted down on Saturday night. And then they blew that game on Sunday. I mean, my God, you have these big leads and you just let the Red Sox come crawling right back in every game. I mean, it was really disappointing if you ask me. Especially after the way it started on Thursday when Gerrit Cole ended up getting the win and Holmes got his 16th save. And that's the game that I thought, you know, Cole gave up the two home runs to Devers, but he was really tough other than that. And then Wandy Peralta pitched great, an inning and a third, two strikeouts. He gave up no hits, no runs, no walks. Michael King came in, went two-thirds of an inning, had a strikeout, had a walk. And then Holmes closed the door, a perfect inning basically, with a strikeout, his 16th save. And so, you know, Donaldson hit a grand slam to dead center field. Gallo, Torres, and Stanton all scored on that play. Then Hicks on the very next pitch came up and belted a home run to right, 385 feet. They were up 5-0. Devers homered to right with Plawecki on. That made it 5-2. And Trevino doubled to start the fifth and made it 6-2. And Hicks scored on that play. And then Devers homered again in the fifth. To dead center, Cordero and Plawecki scored, but it wasn't enough as the Yankees were able to steal the first game of the series 6-5. So they started out great, and you get Donaldson as hot as ever with his eighth home run, the grand slam, Hicks's fifth home run. So you got Donaldson driving in 29 runs at that point, Hicks 25 runs, Trevino 26 runs. Everybody's talking about how Hicks is turning it around and hitting with power from the left side. So we haven't seen that in a couple of years. The guy's missed more games than anybody. He's been injured left and right. He couldn't hit. He couldn't hit for average. He was terrible. He's the worst Yankee I've seen in years. But now all of a sudden the guy's turning it around and knocking the ball all over the field, getting on base. The other night he got on base four times. So what did they do? They turned around on Friday night and kicked the Red Sox ass again, 12-5 this time, as Castro got the win. And here's how it happened. Donaldson did it again. The Yankees were up 1-0 in the first. Torres singled to left center. LeMahieu scored on that one. And then Donaldson homered to left, 361 feet. It was 4-0 with his three-run shot. Vasquez doubled to center, and Martinez and Ref Snyder scored. In the bottom of the first, it was 4-2. The Yankees were still up. But in the second, Carpenter doubled. LeMahieu scored. Then Gallo tripled to deep right. Hicks scored. Trevino scored. Gallo got thrown out of the plate. He was trying for the inside the park home run after Arroyo misplayed it in right, and the ball landed 50 yards over his head. That was the funniest play I've seen all year. The guy had no clue where the ball was. From the minute it left the bat, he struggled. He was looking up, screaming for help. Where is it? I don't see it. I don't have it. And then, boom, it lands way behind him. Everybody's making fun of him the whole night. Bottom line was, the Yankees We're up 7-2 at that point. And in the fourth, Carpenter homered to right 411 feet. It was 8-2. Then in the fourth, Donaldson steals third. Hicks steals second. Donaldson scores. Hicks to third on a throwing error by Vasquez. It was 9-2. Then the Red Sox came back a little bit. Story homered to left. Dalbec homered to left. It was 9-4, and then in the sixth, Bogarts grounded out to third. Ref Snyder scored. It was 9-5. But the Yankees weren't having any of it, as in the seventh, Gonzalez with a sack. Hicks scored on it. It was 10-5. Then in the eighth, Torres doubled to left. Kiner Falefa scored. It was 11-5. And then Kiner Falefa walked in the ninth. Trevino scored, and it was 12-5, and that's how she ended. So it was Donaldson's ninth home run, Carpenter's ninth home run, Donaldson with three more RBIs, 32 now, then Gonzalez, his 10th, Carpenter, two RBIs, 20 RBIs in his campaign with the Yankees. He's been unbelievable. Gallo had two. That's 21 for Ernest and Julio Gallo. Kiner Falefa, 20 RBIs. Torres had a couple RBIs, 37 now on the season. So the Yankees just keep raking, and they took the first two of the series and blow out the Red Sox. Fans leave disappointed at Fenway, and you're up 2-0 in the series. Then I don't know what the hell happened on Saturday night. Alex Verdugo hit a tying single in the eighth inning and a winning two-run single that capped a three-run 10th inning. It was a disaster for the Yankees as the Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-5, walk-off style. Judge and Rizzo had given the Yanks a 5-3 lead with RBI doubles in the 10th off Diekman. And bottom line is Verdugo said to keep fighting back and forth. It was just feeling like one of those games where it had to be us. Tonight's up there for me, obviously, with how good the Yankees have been and the way the 10th inning went and getting down two runs. Jeter Downs, a 23-year-old rookie infielder named after the former Yanks captain Derek Jeter, had a run-scoring single in the bottom half off Wandy Peralta for his first major league hit. Then third baseman Josh Donaldson bobbled Bogart's potential game-ending double play grounder on the transfer from his glove, getting only one out at first base. That was huge. With runners on second and third with two outs, Verdugo lined a single to right that scored Ref Snyder and Downs, who slid home headfirst ahead of Gallo's throw. Downs was in the starting lineup for Worcester earlier on Saturday before he was scratched and called up to the bigs. Verdugo had tied the score at 3-3 in the eighth inning with a single off Clay Holmes, who blew a save for the second time in 18 chances. Ref Snyder, the former Yankee, had a solo homer for the Red Sox. Aaron Hicks hit a solo homer, and Rizzo, who returned after missing four games with a bad back, had a pair of RBI doubles. That snapped a four-game skid for the Red Sox on Saturday night. You know, after Rafael Devers hit the two home runs in the first game of the series, he's out until tonight at the very earliest. He's had a sore back. So Montgomery obviously pitched 5 2/3, gave up two earned runs, walked one, struck out four. His ERA 3.19. King pitched two innings, gave up an earned run, struck out two. Holmes, obviously, an inning and a third, walked one, struck out one, gave up the hit, and Peralta was the loser. Two-thirds of an inning, three hits, three earned, two of them actually earned, and that was all she wrote for the Bombers. So on Sunday night in the series finale at Fenway, Boston scored nine unanswered runs to come back from a four-run deficit and beat the Yankees 11-6. It was a disaster. The split improved the Red Sox to 0-8-1 in series against AL East teams. Not very good, but a huge split against the Yankees. Jeter Downs, bases loaded, blooper against Chapman, fell in off of DJ LeMahieu's glove to break a sixth-inning tie, and the Red Sox rallied from a 6-2 deficit to win Sunday night. Boston scored one in the third, three in the fifth to tie it, one in the sixth to take the lead, and then four more in the seventh. It was disgusting. J.D. Martinez hit a two-run homer to make it 6-6 in the fifth, and Franchy Cordero and Christian Vasquez also hit home runs. They were just flying out of the sandbox on Sunday night. I mean, the Yankees got in on some of the fun. Giancarlo Stanton had a laser home run to right, and Matt Carpenter blasted one to right as well. And they scored two off of Nick Pivetta in each of the first three innings to open up the 6-2 lead on the Red Sox. Vasquez hit a solo homer in the bottom of the third, then doubled home a run in the fifth. Martinez hit the next pitch out to right center field to tie the game at 6-6, and you knew that the Yankees were in trouble. I got to tell you, it's bizarre watching Chapman work the sixth inning, working middle innings, not being the closer for the Yankees anymore. He returned from the injured list earlier this month, but he loaded the bases in the sixth on a single and two walks, and he just did not look good at all. Downs was pinch hitting for Jaron Duran and blooped one towards center field. LeMahieu went back to make the play. Aaron Hicks came in from center, but the ball went off LeMahieu's glove and fell in. It was ugly. Story scored from third to make it 7-6, but Ref Snyder, who was held up at first, then got forced out at second. Boston added four in the seventh, loading the bases on an error, a walk, and a single before Story doubled high off the monster in left center to clear the bases. Three runs scored. Albert Abreu replaced Castro and committed a throwing error on Cordero's bunt, allowing Story to score from second. That was ugly as well, and it was 10-6 all of a sudden, and it was all over but the shouting. Yeah, Boston's obviously in second place in the East. They're 14 games, though, behind the Yankees. Aaron Boone got ejected Sunday night from the game by Trip Gibson, the home plate umpire, in the middle of the seventh. Boone came out to argue, and then that was it. See you later. One of the positives coming out of that game on Sunday, Garrett Cole, Clay Holmes, Jose Trevino, and Nestor Cortes were added to the AL roster for the All-Star game. And they're going to Lipstick City to join the rest of the All-Stars in the big event out there at Chavez Ravine. They joined starters Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. The Yankees are off today. They host Cincinnati for the start of a three-game series Tuesday. Cole's going to face Ashcraft in that game on Tuesday.
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.